Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome, family. Welcome to A Wonderful Approach. I would like to thank everyone for joining us this evening. We're going to be talking about a fun topic, attitude of gratitude. This is a super-duper wonderful topic to have this start our spring. And I'm really excited, looking forward to getting into it. I'm going to bring my host on. We're so privileged to have Mama Khadija joining us. And she is always a wealth of information. It's an honor to have her with us. I'm appreciative of the time and energy that she spends with the shows and with me. Welcome, Mama Khadija.
Greetings, family. Greetings, Seven.
How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I am blessed. Did you get your present this morning? I'm sure you did. Another day to learn lessons and receive blessings.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And I got
a phone call. Yeah, I woke up on the right side of my mind.
Okay. I got a phone call this morning.
Okay.
And I think it was just the spirit testing me because somebody called me and asked me if I got my present. So the phone number threw me off, the voice threw me off, and the question threw me off. So I'm thinking, man, it's not my birthday, and it's not, some type of celebration for me. And it dawned on me. I said, okay, yes, I did. Thank you very much.
Okay.
So if you want to bring somebody into the awareness of them receiving this great present every morning, or whenever
Absolutely.
It is that they wake up, give them a phone call. Seeing how it was done to me, give
mm-hmm.
them a phone call and ask them if they got their present today.
That's right. That is right.
So
wonderful.
That was nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice to be reminded how blessed we are on a regular basis, you know, every day, every hour.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to tell us about last week, all the fun we had last week on the line.
Oh, last week, I think when I shared, last week's show was about unconditional love. Is it possible?
Mm-hmm.
And when I shared that, you know, love like light goes through a spectrum and it comes out broken up on the other side into all these magnificent colors, well, so does love. When it goes through that spectrum, these are what, you know, I had explained were the characteristics of love. But I think on the phone calls that we once we opened up those lines, we had just as many fractions of love that
Absolutely.
Came through because everybody had a different perspective of what love meant to them and what this unconditional love means to them. And, of course, we talked a little bit about, you know, love and all those different components of love. And when we got around to talking about unconditional love, it seemed like we were still stuck on love.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I think sometimes we kind of outdo ourselves. We do have to crawl before we can walk.
Absolutely.
And most of our listeners and half of our hosts here, had some difficulty with the unconditional love aspect. So raise your hand. We have to revisit this unconditional love book. We needed to talk about love of self, and we needed
Definitely.
To talk about, you know, what is love? What is just plain old love? And then hopefully in the very near future, once we get in that toolbox, start sharpening those tools, start implementing all these different characters into our personal character, and then we're going to have another conversation about unconditional love, because I can guarantee that some of the people that doubted unconditional love and whether it's a possibility, and I just pray that this happens, they're going to be shown. No, it's not just the love that God has for us. We have it within ourselves to share unconditional love, to walk, eat, breathe, and sleep unconditional love. And I want to hear the testimonies that are going to come up in the next few months. Did not know that they had it within them, and it's going to manifest. That's all I got to say about last week's recap.
Yeah, I can't wait for that, too. Put me in on that list. I'm going to get my popcorn. I want to hear that change. I want to hear all about it. I'm going to learn. I'm going to write it down twice. And we're all going to share in that experience of learning and loving.
Yes.
I agree. I am with you on that. Tonight we're going to be getting into the attitude for gratitude. This is a wonderful topic. It's a topic that, you know, brings me a lot of joy, and it's a topic the people that I work with closely, that I do the coaching with, it's one of the first things that we have to go through. It's very important, I have found in our studies, that we have a good understanding of self, and we have to understand the things that keep self moving, what fuels the self. And I know gratitude plays a big key in that. Gratitude allows us to remember kind of why we're running this rat race to begin with. You know, why are we pushing forward? Why are we trying to evolve? And the gratitude helps keep everything in perspective. That gratitude, for me, allows me to remember that this challenge in front of me is not the biggest challenge I've seen, and I can conquer it. Gratitude helps me to remember that, you know, even if it's raining, it can still be warm. You know, gratitude helps me to remember that this is one day out of many days that we can grow from. And so gratitude is very, very important. And so for me, it's also important not just to remembering who I am and where I am in the spectrum of things, but also it allows me to a chance to be humble with myself and with my Creator, and to really understand the things that are better, that are bigger, things that I am truly thankful for, the acts of kindness that I've received. And so gratitude is very personal, but yet it can be easily expressed when you are determined to have gratitude. And I think we all need to have a definite level of appreciation, thankfulness, gratitude about us, and let that shine in our attitude.
Yes, indeed. You know, every week that we talk about these different topics continues to come up that we have a choice and that we need to make a decision to have this as, you know, a part of our lives. Because you just said something about, you know, we got to make a, you know, we have a choice. We got to make a decision to do that.
Okay.
But just, I agree with everything that you said about the gratitude. I mean, it will definitely keep you humble. You know, and I always felt like, you know, gratitude makes a house a home, basically, a meal,
mm-hmm.
a feast. You know, when you can look at what you have and not necessarily what you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Buddha says that, you know, that we need to be grateful. Now, I know I'm walking into some dangerous territory for some of you. But the Buddha says that we have to be grateful irregardless of circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not just grateful when things go your way and, you know, you get your way. And, you know, you have to be grateful for every moment, because if it's not a lesson, it's a blessing. And most often it's both a lesson and a blessing. Okay.
Yeah.
So your attitude of gratitude cannot be dependent on the conditions. You know, when I make my prayers in the morning, and this is something I've been doing probably for the past maybe 4 or 5 years, where I've been, you know, very grateful for, you know, my ancestors and blah, 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 my ancestors of good character, you know, for showing me, you know, the way that I should live my life and all the different characteristics that they passed down to me. But I also am grateful for the ancestors and the people that have been in my life that have shown me who not to be and what not to do. So that is essentially what the Buddha is saying. You know, be grateful even when the example isn't good, because even bad examples teach us who not to be and what not to do. Mm-hmm. So that's how we have to look upon gratitude. You know, it helps us become fully present too. You know, when you're grateful, you're not looking in the past and, you know, dwelling over what happened in the past or what could have, should have, or whatever have been. And it doesn't have us in the future. It has us right here, right now. I am. When you say I am, you are basically in the present. And, you know, who was it? Alice Walker, I think she talked about gratitude, and she said that, you know, that was the simplest prayer. Thank you is the simplest prayer. So for people that don't know how necessarily to throw down a prayer and pull down the spirit or whatever, you know, just thank you. You know, and in dealing with other people, sometimes it's just the most simple thing that you can say is thank you and a smile, you know, and it means so much. It means so much. Mm-hmm. So there's so much that I could say about gratitude. I just love talking about gratitude, but I don't know. Should we take a call now or can I go on or?
Yeah. Well, what I'll do is I'll open up the phone lines. If you're interested in speaking about gratitude, if you're interested in just saying hello, press 1, and that gives me a little signal that you would like to speak, and we'd love to plug you in. You were speaking about being grateful in all circumstances, and it reminded me of a scenario from I think last week, where I had an almost fender bender. You know, I had some crazy person driving, and, you know, it kind of jarred me. I'm sure it jarred him, and he gets out the car, and he's fussing and cussing, and he's going through his rigmarole. And I was so thankful that it was not a fender bender. It was just a little jarring, you know. And in that gratitude in my heart, you know, I was thinking, because me and my family are the official rescue crew. We are prepared for all emergencies from tornadoes to fire to ditches. We are prepared. We're ready. We can give birth. We ready. And I was just so glad that night we didn't have to jump into action. We didn't have to worry about our own safety. It was just a little jarring. And so and I went to sleep, like, so thankful that no matter how mad this individual was, all this was a simple be alert on the road. That's all it was. And that's all it had to be. And so, you know, you can find gratitude in all situations. There's not a situation in life where you can't say, I can't be grateful for one aspect or another. When you are determined to see it, you'll find it. Mm-hmm. You'll find it. Mm-hmm. I do have a caller that has raised their hand. I'd like to jump on the phone line for it real quick, if you don't mind.
All right, I'm ready.
I think this is Sharif. Hold on, let me see. Welcome to the show. You might be on mute. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hello. It helps when I take the mute off. Okay.
Yeah.
And I hope that
you
can hear me okay. I'm doing okay. I'm out and about, so I hope you can hear me okay. I've agreed with everything that you have said up to this point, and I want to share with you my challenge with gratitude. And it's not with the concept at all. It's with the fact that this is not a habit for me. I wasn't raised in situation where people would regularly express gratitude for anything. And so as an adult, I find myself in situations where I could go either way. I find myself being critical. My coffee isn't really hot enough, the traffic is really slow today, or the line. I just call it noticing my world, okay? But all the noticing I'm doing is negative noticing, okay? As opposed to being able to take the exact same event and find something positive in it and find something that I can be grateful for and happy about. And this really struck home some time ago. I was in an urban situation, and there was a emergency vehicle of some kind. I could hear it, I couldn't see it. And the person I was with, I just said, these fire trucks and cop cars are driving me crazy. And she paused and she said, every time I hear one, I say a prayer that the person who is in need gets the services that they need and gets them quickly. And I'm like, wow, showing gratitude for cops. I mean, this is way outside my experience level. So one last point. Because of that, I started a practice. I have a meditation timer that rings at the end of a meditation. And instead of setting it for 20 minutes or half an hour or whatever, I set it for 3 minutes. And every 3 minutes on my phone, this thing goes off. And every 3 minutes, I have to look in my immediate environment and say something that I am grateful for right now. And as soon as it goes off, I can do that. I mean, there's a really cool tree right outside of where I am right now, okay? I'm in Portland, Oregon, and it's not raining, okay? So there are and even when it is raining, I can look outside and say, hey, it's raining. You know, we'll have enough water this summer. And so the challenge is not so much this is again my challenge, not so much that I don't believe in gratitude, but I just have this built up habit built over decades of not doing it. Okay. And so I have chosen to be more mindful of that. And I am going to sign off and mute myself again. So thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thanks so much for the contribution.
Thank you. You know, he mentioned about, you know, making gratitude a habit.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a note written right down in front of me saying, let's make gratitude a habit. And this
is
how you do it. And the three things that I came up with was one of the things that he's already doing, you know, meditation, prayer, becoming present. So when he sets that alarm every 3 minutes and it goes off, and that's like a little reminder, hey, okay, I'm here, and I have to see something positive about what's going on around me. So that's becoming present. And also, you know, something that was popularized probably over the past 10, 15 years are gratitude journals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every morning or every night or a couple times a day, just jot down, you know, for us visual people, jot down something positive, something that you're grateful for. And then at the end of the month, go back over that book and, you know, just look at all the beauty and all the good things that have happened to you over the past 30 days or over the past week or whatever.
Right.
In order to make it anything a habit, you've got to do it.
Gotta
again.
Do it.
See, these two things keep coming up every week. Action. Has action come up every week?
Every single week.
Every week. And
mm-hmm.
making a decision, making the choice
yes.
to do something.
Those
See, two things
heard.
Just keep coming up. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what I heard. It was there was a choice that was necessary to be made in order to incorporate that. You know, because he said the circumstances were the same. It's the same day. It's the same
mm-hmm.
eyes. But he made a choice to see things in a positive light as opposed to a negative light. We can see things in a negative light. It's negativity is real. It is present. It's always with us. But I'm not feeding negativity. I'm feeding positivity. And when you feed positivity, the very same circumstances then become moments for gratitude. I remember we're in Georgia, and there's an amusement park, Six Flags, and I remember there was a year where it was so dry, they couldn't open up the water park. And, you know, our lakes were so, we couldn't water grass. And so after going through that, I was like, every drop of rain, I promise I will not complain about rain, because I've seen when we didn't have it and the impact of it. So sometimes gratitude not only is a habit, but it's also an experience. Once you have experienced certain things, you then develop a gratitude for it. And I think that's also important that we allow, when we talk about the lessons and blessings, that you allow the lessons that you experience to taint you in a positive light. You know, allow that to put that positive mark on you to where you have to see positivity. You know, once you've gone down certain streets, you know, I'm only going to go up from here because I'm not going back down that street.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very, very important that we get our attitude for gratitude firmly in place. And I just want to say real quick before I go back to you, Mama Khadija, that if you're interested in joining our conversations, you just press 1. That lets us know, okay, I'm ready to join in, and I'll recognize you, and we'll go and have a conversation from there, okay? But, yeah, I also wanted to, Mom Peach, what happens when there's been experiences that makes it difficult for you to be grateful? You know, I can think of experiences that made it difficult. How do you get past some of those difficulties?
Okay, are you talking to me, Seven?
Yes, I am.
Well, you asked the audience.
Well, I like to ask the audience as well, but, you know, what are some tools for getting past those difficult moments where gratitude may not be the first thing on your lips when you've been through some things?
Okay. Well, one of the things that Sharif talked about was doing the, you know, becoming more present. And making that conscious decision to think about positivity. You know,
mm-hmm.
journaling, as I mentioned before. Sometimes,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're not, you know, we might take something for granted, but if you sit back and say, okay, the morning has gone by, I'm on my lunch break, let me think about what positive happened between 9 o'clock when I got to work and 1 o'clock when my lunch break is. So the
mm-hmm.
whole journaling aspect is good. In order to make
mm-hmm.
anything a habit, you have to practice it. You have to do it. You know,
yeah.
So any way that you can get that becoming present as a part of your everyday life, then
mm-hmm.
you're going to embrace gratitude. That's
mm-hmm.
that's going to
mm-hmm.
happen. Now, in terms of your spiritual life, I came across the readings of a monk. Brother David or whatever his name is, And he talks a lot about being grateful. And he said that when you are grateful, you're not fearful. Now, we've already had a show about fear.
Yeah.
When you are grateful, you are not fearful. He said that fear and gratitude cannot live in the same spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not fearful, then you're not violent. A lot of the violence that we are experiencing, facing today, comes from ignorance and fear.
And fear, yes, it does.
So if you're not fearful, then you're not violent.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're grateful, you act out of a sense of abundance and enough.
Mm-hmm. Gratitude does change your attitude.
Yes. And when you're feeling and knowing, yes, I'm in a space of abundance, I'm in a space of enough with a capital E, then you're willing to share. You know?
And that's the action to the gratitude, you know?
All of this is action. All of this is action.
Mm-hmm.
And every single week, like I said, these same three components continue to come up.
Absolutely.
So, and look at the world, okay? Many people in the world are ungrateful. Many people in the world are fearful. And because they're fearful, they commit crimes and do things to hurt other people. And they, you know, create a violent environment. And then, you know, they have this whole sense of there's not enough, and, you know, if they take this job, then I won't have a job, or so-and-so won't have this, and, you know, so they're not in that space of abundance, so they're not willing to share, so they close their fists even tighter. And we're not
and making
gratitude
hard to impossible, you know. They're definitely
next
certain.
To impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Next to impossible.
Absolutely.
So
do you mind
there
if I
are,
jump
there,
to the...
No, go right ahead.
Okay, I'm going to jump to the phone lines. I'm going to come right back and dig into that some more. I want to grab 919-5570. Welcome to the show.
Say hello for me.
Oh, Lafia. Jeez, how are you?
How's doing?
Oh, we are blessed.
I'm holding on. I came flying in the house. But I just want to give you a real story about gratitude.
Please.
Oftentimes, we as people go out of our way to do for other folks, and we neglect ourselves. And sometimes you have to get that wake-up call of love for self. In my case, I was always doing work for folks, no matter how tired I was, and my regular job. September 22nd, 2011, I went into a coma. My blood sugar skyrocketed to 1,895. I made medical history. When I came out of the coma, it was 4 days later on my birthday. On my birthday.
Talk about a present.
And I thought about it. This is an awesome birthday gift. So when the heads of the departments, endocrinology and this and that, they're like, well, doctors were coming at me left and right, and one came in and said, this is a lady who cheated death. And my response was, they're not finished with me yet. And the nurse heard what I said, and she said, I get the impression there's something deep to what you just said. I said, yeah, it is. But I didn't share with her what I meant. I had to learn to love me, to show gratitude for me. Every now and again, I have to shut down so I can act normal. Because when you're constantly doing for other people, whether they want you to or not, you know folks are in need and you neglect yourself, To learn how to have that gratitude for self is deep.
It's deep.
You got to love yourself.
That's something up that comes up every week too. Self love and balance.
That's
I'm making a checklist right now of all of these these terms and these concepts that keep coming up every single month, regardless of the topic that we do. Self love is one of them.
Yep.
Self love is number one.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. I gotta go. Another conference call, but I will tune in again. Odabo.
Please do.
Odabo.
Odabo. Odabo. Yeah, I remember that very scary moment when all of that happened, and it was scary for everybody. And think that's one of those situations that make you say, okay. How fortunate am I? How blessed am I? How wonderful all of this is. And really, I mean, I learned through other people. And that was definitely one of those lessons where I was, it allowed me to take inventory of the resources that I had around me and to create a gratitude for those that choose to work with me and build with me. It definitely was a lesson for me.
Yeah,
that was a real, as you said, a real story. Yeah, that was a real story. And we're so glad that she made it through. But it definitely was a moment of gratitude. And I think gratitude makes you act different as well, because every time I've had certain lessons in gratitude, it forced a change in me. And I think anytime you learn something and you have improved yourself or bettered yourself, you don't act the same. Something about you changes, because gratitude is not going to allow you to pout. Attitude is not going to allow you to have a lot of self-pity. You know, there are certain things, just like you were saying earlier, Mama Khadija, that don't exist with gratitude.
Well, some of the benefits, some of those benefits for gratitude, of course, is, you know, what we've been talking about is allowing us to celebrate the present right here, right now. But it also blocks, you know, like negative and toxic emotions and feelings, like depression and envy and, you know, all of that kind of stuff, resentment, regrets, and that. It will also, and I think Sharif kind of brought this to mind, too, about it strengthening family ties. It will strengthen family ties and your social ties, all of your interactions with people. Gratitude strengthens that. I mean, who wants to be around a sourpuss?
Other sourpusses.
I mean, So if you're living a life of gratitude, you're going to attract people that are also very grateful, that also have that attitude of gratitude. And another thing, it strengthens your self-esteem. It will strengthen your self-esteem. So there are a lot of benefits to, you know, being grateful, having that attitude of gratitude. But I like, better than saying being grateful, I like the attitude of gratitude, because it seems to be a little bit more long-living and long-lasting when you talk about the attitude, you know, because that's something that you've taken into the essence of who you are. This is who
That's
you show the world. This is what is coming out of you. The whole idea of gratitude when you're living it,
And that's what the attitude does for us. You know what I'm saying? It allows us to be like, okay, you know, this is who I am. This is a piece of who I am This is mm-hmm. how I behave. This is what I'm doing. And so that makes a big difference. Can I grab another caller, if that's okay?
Oh, yeah. Please.
Okay. I have 704-1619. I'm opening up your mic. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Sister Seven. Hello, Mama. This is Melissa Davis. How you doing?
Oh,
how you doing, Melissa?
I am just wanting to chime in about the gratitude. I didn't realize this before, but this year, last year, I've been paying attention to a whole lot more things. But I feel like I'm an instinctful gratitude. I would say thankful. That's the word I would go to, person. I think one of the questions was, how do you stay thankful or how do you have gratitude in a bad situation? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just got to look at it and say, I didn't die. I didn't get hurt. My life, my quality of living hasn't changed. And you can be, you know, just look at that and be thankful for it. Sometimes, I think it was Sister Seven, I'm not sure, but sometimes you learn, well, if you're smart or open enough, you can learn a lesson from something bad and pray
mm-hmm.
that you get it right the next time should you get that challenge again.
Yes.
I know my mom has said to my sister once, and it stayed with me lately especially, she said, remember what you did in your past. And when you reach a milestone or you reach an achievement, celebrate it. So as an example, this year, last year, my handbag business has been doing pretty good,
mm-hmm.
where I'm going to have a celebration. And that celebration is not like, oh, I'm celebrating the fact that I did this and this. My celebration is saying thank you to the other people who I really feel God put in my life to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean everybody, from
mm-hmm.
my mama and daddy and God for making me to people
mm-hmm.
who bought, to people who give me advice. And I'm literally throwing a party to thank them. So
mm-hmm.
That's like an example of trying to live the action. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, but that's, like I said, to me that's instinctful. I do have a mixture of the fear and doubt, but I've always been thankful for even the small things.
Mm-hmm.
I might be an oxymoron on that one, and I'm you know, still trying to overcome some things. And I wanted to say that this past Sunday, I had an event. I was worn out, tired, got to sleep late, didn't get much sleep at all, woke up Sunday morning, and Creflo was on TV, and I call him the hip hop looking minister,
mm-hmm.
With a white guy. Yeah, a white guy who kind of looks like he wants to rap instead of preach. But I don't normally listen to them. Normally I'll find some nature show or something else to watch. But I turned it on, and I kind of liked what they were talking about. One was talking about when you're going through something, God has you, and you're going to be okay, and it's for a purpose. And the other one was saying something, a message kind of similar. And
mm-hmm.
I liked what I was hearing. And after listening to that, because I got a lot of stress going on right now, and I got a lot of bumps going on. Good stuff is going on, too, but there's some other things going on, too, that's not quite as nice. And I just listened to that, and I said, God got you, girl, God got you. And I've just been saying that mantra for a while. God got you, girl, God got you. And this is going to be kind of funny, but I have road rage real bad. And the past couple of days, people have been giving me the finger and blowing their horns at me, and I didn't even do it to them. And I've just been taking it. Like, I didn't even respond back. I'm just like, whatever. And I'm all like, I wonder if I'm getting a new calm, a new peace settling over me that I didn't even realize that. I don't know, because I'm not dead yet, so I don't know what's going on. But all I can say is I'm shocked that I didn't even engage in the horn honking, because that's my favorite thing. but I don't know. But this Sunday, it just, when I heard that, it just made me start saying that to myself, God got you, girl. So, like, even at work, I've got things going on that's pretty scary. And I said, you know, whatever happens, God got me.
That's right.
I'm still here. I still got a job. And if I have to leave, hopefully I'll leave on a good note and be able to take my accolades with me without it hurting my future. But I see the blessings
gratitude.
That I have. Yes, and I see the blessings that I have even at the job. Even with my own personal business at the job, I see the blessings coming through. So I'm trying to stay open and say, you know, God,
mm-hmm.
I feel like wherever you're going to place me next, it's going to be better than where I am now, and I know the storm is something I got to weather and stay tough, and, you know, and I know you're going to protect me, and I know I got to go through it. So I'm just going to try to just stay open and stay positive and hear and receive your messages that keep me on the right path. So
that's right.
For me, I think it's instinctful. I still have a lot to learn. I don't know it all. I still got my own battles to fight. But for me personally, I just think it's instinctful. I don't ask for the bigger things. I just want to be blessed with whatever God gives me and be happy with it. And that's literally how it is for me.
Amen. That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, you know, what I'm hearing and what I've been hearing, thank you, Melissa, so much for calling in. Thank you. And congratulations on that. She even did a teleprompt and was on a commercial for her handbag. She is a talented designer. But one thing that I keep hearing is I'm making the choice to be positive.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what's making the difference. It's the active choice that we're making to be positive and to receive positivity. And even if you're not sure the direction that life is taking you at that moment, you can still be positive and grateful in the midst of it.
Yeah.
So I'm hearing this recurring theme, and I think it's a really wonderful, powerful theme about understanding the necessary components. Positivity, number one, is the number one ingredient when you're creating gratitude or when you're creating this thankfulness. I have another call that I'd like to grab real quick, if that's okay. It's 704-7943. I'm opening up your mic. Welcome to the show.
Peace and blessings, everyone.
Greetings.
Peace,
greetings.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. Peace, Mama Khadija. How are you?
Greetings. How are you, Unique?
See? I'm so excited about this subject and this topic. Well, same thing. Because I'm on this journey, and the journey I'm on is not just about the gratitude, but it's also about it is about the attitude, because the gratitude is the action, but the attitude is actually the vibrational shift that you can make.
Mm-hmm.
We can say, I'm thankful for my car. But even saying I'm thankful for the car is a condition. It's conditional. We have to get unconditional with it, because the vibration is, are you really thankful for the car, or are you thankful how you feel when you're driving that car, the freedom it gives you, the how you look in it, that vibration, that energy is what we really are seeking. Because once you feel, like you say, you have to feel it, it's a whole different vibe. You can say, oh, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. But in your mind or how your energy is, it's not really thanking God, because you still feel bad about not having money. You still feel bad about what's going on in your relationship, but you're not really you're not changing the energy about
it.
So along with that, I'm being thankful, you have to change the energy. You have to change the flow, like Sister Melissa said. Usually, I will beat back, but I chose not to honk them, because she changed her energy.
Yeah.
She redirected it to something else. I'm not getting ready, like, true story. I work in a healthcare field, and you know, senses are low at my job, low to the point where, like, I went from 40 hours a week to 24 hours a week, and this has been going on ever since November. I was like, it's okay, I'm fine. God, like Melissa said, God got me. I was like, I'm good. It's, usually I would get upset, but I actually conducted an experiment. I said, I'm not going to get upset. I am so happy and grateful that everything I need, I have, and everything I have, I need. And it feels so good to be able to pay my bills and have the freedom and to be able to eat anything I want and to be able to wake up and say my prayers and participate in this. And ever since that's been happening, people buy me lunch. People are giving me gas money. I just apply for other jobs. I'm still working part time, but I have 3 job offers. So yeah, for brand new jobs that's paying me more. But 2 of them pay me more money than what I'm making right now. It's my vibrational shift of, you know what? It's not just about saying thank you. It's really about being thankful and how does it feel. Not just my bed. I love my bed, but I love the comfort of it. You know, I just don't love God, but I love God in my presence. I love the energy. I love the glow. I love the flow. I love being free. That's energy. So I just want to share that.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
But I know one thing that she said and that I had touched on earlier, when you are thankful and when you are grateful, you move in a certain direction. Something about you changes. The people beside you can see and be like, you know, almost like, well, what's she so happy about or whatever. You know what I'm saying? There's something in you that changes and creates a different vibration, energy, however you want to call it. But when you are grateful, you can't pout, okay? You can't sit and be upset. You can't have worry and doubt. You know, those things are going to counteract the gratitude piece. You know,
That's right.
You know, the sister said when she changed her mind, her circumstances changed, and that's real.
That's right.
That is real. So, you know, that gratitude, I do working with people. I love creating vision boards. I love having people create lists of things in their life that they're grateful for. And, you know, sometimes I'm like, okay, all right, what did you get from that, you know? And sometimes it is I have more things around me to be grateful for that I may have initially realized, or I'm not paying enough attention to the things I have around me to be grateful. You know, I have been blessed to have people input into me. Now, some people that input into me, I love their technique and I learned so much. And the other people that had input into me, I didn't really care for their technique. I was like, this is one the hard way. But, you know, I'm grateful for the ability to have learned. And so even in those situations where I felt like, you know, somebody could have done more, or they could have done it better, or they could have just been gentler with their lesson or however, I still am very thankful for the lesson. And, you know, so that is my positive spin on what sometimes was a harsh lesson or, you know, something I didn't necessarily want to have to learn. But, you know, I learned those lessons, and I'm like, sometimes I'm grateful I learned that this time so I don't have to repeat that again, or I don't have to walk back down that road, or I don't have to spend another 3 or 4 months in an empty relationship. Or, you know, you can be thankful for all kinds of things, but for me, a big part of gratitude and being thankful is acknowledging the lesson, you know. I'm acknowledging that this has occurred, that I saw it, that I received it, and hopefully I can move on from there. What is you shared with us a lot of your experience with gratitude, and has this always been a practice for you, or have you? Is it something that you grew and matured into? Mama Khadija.
Oh, is it something that I grew into? Well, I think I came here with a good bit of it, but I also feel that I have grown into a lot of it too. But I just want to address, you were talking about those tough lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to share something about not necessarily the tough lessons, but the tough teachers. And I think that's something that a lot of young people have issue with, you know, because the elders are up in arms about young people and young people's attitudes, and the young people are up in arms about the elders not sharing their information, and, you know, it's like the big battle, you know.
Uh-huh.
But when I was coming up in terms of my spirituality, I had to get the knowledge wherever I could get it from. And some of those teachers were very gentle, caring, and shared a lot. And some of the teachers shared a lot, but there was a heavy price to pay for what they had for you. So the teacher was tough, not necessarily the lesson, but the teacher was very tough. And the question that I had to ask myself was, how important is this to me? How badly do I want it? You know, I couldn't get caught up on, she's being too tough, and he's not showing me enough love, and he's not stroking my ego. Maybe he didn't have that to give, but I knew one thing. He had the lesson to give. And whether he was a tough teacher or an easy teacher, I wanted that lesson. And I wanted it bad enough to do what I had to do to get it. And I don't know why that's important for me to say. There's somebody on this line, I think, that is struggling with that. Not necessarily the lesson, but the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
How badly do you want it? How badly do you want it? And if you really, really want it, like right now, and if you're not so sure when you're going to have that opportunity again, humble yourself and get the goods. Because once you have that knowledge, once you have that gift, nobody can take it from you. And that's what Spirit has led me to share this evening.
You know, as you were saying that, it took me to a place, and, you know, I just want to make sure everyone understands that if you would like to join in the conversation, you have to press 1. That sends me a little signal, and I can open up your mic, and we can have a conversation. But, you know, one thing when you were saying about valuing the lesson, not necessarily the messenger, but I know, like, my upbringing, I was brought up in a very fair household. And when I say a fair household, I mean not that me and my sisters got equal thirds on everything. It was very fair because it seemed as if everybody got what they needed when they needed. So there were times where I might have needed a little bit more. There were times where my sisters might have needed a little bit more. But everyone was fulfilled in their needs. And so that's how I grew up, thinking that things were fair. And there have been times where life has showed me that things are not fair, whether it's favoritism, whether it's a discrimination, no matter what it is, I have seen situations that where things have not been fair. And sometimes I can understand where that could interfere with your gratitude. Because you're like, wait a minute, you know, I only got one piece of candy and they got 5 pieces of candy. Wait a minute. And so your first thought might be complain about your lack of candy size, but then it's like you could be sitting there with no candy, okay? So rather than sitting there and complaining about only getting the one piece of candy, you know, let's be thankful for that you got any piece because you didn't have to get that. You know, sometimes I think those types of distractions come into play to keep us, you know, just that distracted into what the lesson is, distracted in having any sorts of gratitude. And so I know for me, when it came to gratitude, I had to learn, I had to teach myself to be thankful for those, even when they helped a little, I still found gratitude. Even when, and this is something that I work with my youngest son on, even when you think they could have done more, because he's always reminding me, oh, but they could have done this, and they could have done, and he always sees they could have done more. And I'm like, okay, rather than looking for the more, why don't you be thankful for where you are and then develop gratitude based on that, and then you can truly be grateful for what you're seeing and getting rather than looking at everyone else's plate as to what they may have received that you thought you should have, you know. And so, you know, when you are grateful, really be grateful, not grateful in comparison to other people's plates and what other people may have. Be grateful as far as what you have on your plate and what you've received.
And see, once you can shift, you know, anyone's attention back into the present, then they don't have the space, the spiritual and emotional capacity to or need to look back in the past or to project into the future. Now, we're going to appreciate this right here and right now. And once you appreciate that you have this gift to, you know, receive blessings and to learn more lessons, then whatever it is that you might even feel that you're lacking, you've already been given an opportunity because that gift comes with opportunity. So you have the opportunity to make whatever changes, whether that's increase or whether that's, you know, a different job or whatever it is, because you have the gift. And that gift comes with an opportunity. We're not talking about when we say, you know, stay in the present and celebrate the present. That is not to say that you should celebrate complacency. What we're saying is, you know, accept where you're at right now. Look at look at everything around you and see and look for that silver lining, if that's how you want to put it. Look for the positive. And because you have this gift, because you're still breathing, you know, because you're still aware, and you have this gift, comes with an opportunity, then you can make whatever changes you might feel that you need to make. You don't have to settle. But just be grateful for where you are. Never allow the things that you want to have you forget the things that you have. So just because you want this, don't, you know, when I was a Girl Scout, we had this little motto or song that we used to sing, make the friends but keep the old, you know, and it kind of applies to this whole gratitude thing. One is silver and the other is gold, meaning they're both valuable. So don't allow the, you know, the fact that you don't have everything that you want right now or even everything that you need allow you to forget what you do have. And as long as you have that gift, then you have the opportunity to make whatever changes in your life that is, you know, coming.
Absolutely. Yeah, that that reminds me of some time ago where I was preparing to be 40, and I decided, okay, I got to lose all this weight. This is too much. And every day I went to the gym, I mean, every day I went to the gym and worked out and changed my eating habits and did all this other good stuff. And I did so with the thought in mind of improving. But I was always very thankful that I had enough energy, enough stick-to-itness where I was as I was looking in the future. So I wasn't going in with this, you know, body shaming myself and feeling so frustrated and mad. I was really like, okay, look, I'm glad my body can do this. You know, this is amazing to me. You know, what happens if we push it a little further? What happens if we really apply ourselves? What, you know, and that was my attitude towards it. And I was ever so grateful even to be strong enough to have to start that workout routine. And I was thankful for being laid off at the time to have the time to go to the gym every day. And it was actually a wonderful experience. And I did it for almost a year. And it really changed the way I looked at things. But every day that I went in there, I went in grateful for the body that I had, because it takes a lot of strength to even begin the workout process. And I was looking only to improve and to grow, but I was also very happy with where I was. And I think that, you know, we have to, you know, in staying with the present, we have to understand where we are as well as where we're trying to build and grow to. Because if we're constantly and only looking in the future, we're going to miss something right in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll
mm-hmm.
miss an opportunity. We'll miss a friend. We'll miss a positive act, or we can really miss something that's going to be important in the future. So it's very important that we stay aware of where we are and the blessings that apply to us right now, as we're working on building and growing and maintaining ourselves.
Mhm. Mhm.
I believe I have my sister, Omi Shayun, on the line. I'd like to grab the line if I can.
All right.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome, Seven. Welcome, Auntie. How y'all doing this evening?
Greetings. Greetings, Shayun.
Yay.
We're good.
I sound wonderful, absolutely wonderful, and to all the other people that voice their opinions and concerns about gratitude. And again, now that's another deep subject that we're handling this evening is gratitude, because it covers a multiple things, you know, from little things to big things, being healthy, being financially independent, having reliable transportation, not just transportation, but reliable transportation. Family, friends, loved ones. You know, gratitude covers a whole lot of subjects, and it's just wonderful how everybody's expressing their concept of gratitude. Like with me, my gratitude is, like you say, did I get my blessing this morning? Did I get my gift? And, you know, being, having health problems, you know, I'm thankful every morning that I can get up and move around. I'm thankful that I was able to get a new car. I'm grateful that I have a roof overhead and food on the table. I'm grateful that I have family and sons that are, you know, still here with me and talking to me and checking on me, you know, every day. So I'm just grateful for you ladies and everybody that's out there that's being blessed one way or the other. So I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful and have my gratitude and saying my prayers and doing my meditation. So I'm just thankful and blessed. And I thank you, ladies, for everything that you've done and everything that you will do. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in. And that's a wonderful idea and concept. As you were speaking, Omisha Yun, I was thinking whoever doesn't have a gratitude journal, this would be a great time to get one. This would be an absolute perfect time to get one. And I would also strongly suggest that don't hesitate to write down your gratitude pieces. And, like, I have 1,000 sheets of paper around my house, and I leave them around for myself. I leave myself little notes and clues about this prayer, about God's word, about evidence of love, about all of those things. Don't hesitate to write down some things that you're grateful for and leave them as reminders to yourself. You know, you can put it on the refrigerator. You can put it anywhere. And if you have children, I think gratitude is one of the best lessons that you can teach them. Teaching children, because this is a challenge for them, because we may say under our breath we're grateful. And when the phone doesn't get cut off that day early, you may say under your breath, thank God. You know, there's all kinds of things that we as parents say to ourselves and keep to ourselves. But there are certain things that we need the children to see us doing. You know, we need the children to be able to see us coping through a problem, coping, you know, having some tools. You know, even if it's, I'm getting frustrated and I'm going to go breathe for a second, you know, and they need to see us in motion when it comes to certain things. And that gratitude piece is so important, especially as these generations go by. It's not a given sometimes. And, you know, it's not a given to where you wake up in the morning and you can be thankful. For some people, it's not a given that you wake up in the morning and that you speak pleasantly to family members. You know, that's not taught, that we're going to be loving and patient with each other. And so sometimes we have to intentionally teach others, you know, especially children, how to see and express that gratitude piece.
That's true. But I just want to add that the best teacher is going to be your example and what they
Absolutely.
See you do and how they see you respond in, you know, various situations. That's going to be their best teacher in terms
uh-huh.
of gratitude, love, or anything else. You know, and you said something about you're not guaranteed for, and I think Unique said something about you don't know if that challenge is going to come back around. I can't remember everything that was said, but, you know, from what I understand that, you know, I tease a lot about, you know, waking up and getting that present in the morning and whatnot, but actually every moment, every second of every minute of every hour of every day is a gift. You know,
mm-hmm.
as long as we're breathing, that's a gift. And we, and you know, whatever name you choose to call God or your higher, you know, the source or your higher power, whatever, we have so much to be grateful for because we've done absolutely nothing to earn the gift, yet we keep getting it every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't buy the gift. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
For all the people that have all the money in the world, you can't buy it.
Uh-uh.
Yet there's no guarantee that you're going to get it.
Yeah.
That you're going to get another day or another hour or even another second. So every moment is precious, and every moment is a gift and an opportunity that I'm hoping that we'll just stay connected to that idea that, you know, it is precious. It is a gift. And right now, we're it. We're getting it.
That's right.
So
yeah,
we should be grateful.
Absolutely. and living a life of gratitude, that is everything. That's everything. Because I think when you live a life of gratitude, that means you have intentionally applied positivity to every circumstance that you can. That's living a life of gratitude. That's when you have gone out of your way to find the most positive solutions, even if the solution is not that easy, even if the solution is, I got to leave you alone. You know, we can be grateful for the lessons that were learned in the middle of that, you know, in the middle of that lesson, you know. We can be grateful that the lesson didn't, you know, my thing is I'm glad that didn't take me out. And I'm not talking about out off this earth. I'm talking about out my mind. You know what I'm saying? Protecting that mind space is ever so important. And you have to know when and how to protect that mind space and know how to say, okay, no, I need to protect my mind and know, and I can't put myself in this situation and that situation. I'm grateful for the opportunity to learn. You know, and so that is you know, when you're grateful, you move in certain ways. You're not going to put yourself in certain situations. You're not going to tempt God. You know, you're going to really find what he finds precious, you'll find precious. And what he finds positive and what he has laid down as, okay, this is a positive thing, that's what you'll be looking for in your life. And that's how you live a life of gratitude. And it takes practice.
Well, yeah, it takes practice. You know, we have to make it a habit. But I've been running a pretty much every week running a running tab on these concepts that keep coming up. And I'm hoping when we go into spring, into our spring show, that we will, along with the recap of what we did this first quarter of this year, we'll be able to revisit some of these concepts that just keep coming up and up and up every single week. And you just said another one, that is intention, you know. It just keeps coming. Intention and action. Everything is an action. You know, making a decision, you do have the choice. Balance and self-love, and we're going to see over the next couple of weeks before spring gets here what else is coming up. But we planted some pretty good seeds this first quarter, and it's bearing some good fruit. And I know that unconditional love piece. I think the Sister Unique is going to be give one of those testimonies. I just feel it in my spirit. I'm calling you out, Unique.
Okay. She is calling
you
out.
Now, I think I can call out Gypsy, and I think I can call out Unique. We on the same page. But anyway.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, if you don't have your list of at least 10 things that you're grateful for, before you close your eyes tonight, find them. Find 10 things in your life that you can be grateful about. And if you have any difficulty getting up to 9, we need to have a conversation. We need to have a conversation, because no matter what life you live, there should be gratitude all around you. Because when you put that gratitude around you and that positivity around you, positivity attracts positive things. And so what we're basically doing is creating a magnet for other positive things to come to us. And all this gratitude piece is one of the ways that we go about that. So, you know, we have to go and we have to put that energy out there so we're building and growing and developing, and we're attracting positive and we're putting out positive, and it becomes a ripple in the pond, and it continues all the way out to the bank. So we have to be determined to make choices that are going to lead us to this positive understanding.
Amen.
So I'm going to pull our prayer on in just a moment. But before we get ready to go, did you have any last words you want to say, Mama Khadija?
I am complete. I am complete.
Okay. That is wonderful. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I would encourage you to get your list for your gratitude going and have it posted up. You know, you being thankful should not be a secret. You being thankful should be evident in your actions. And so if it's not evident in your actions, I encourage you to look for a way to put that energy out there so that other people can receive it and you can be part of the cycle of positivity that's in your community, in your home, and in your own self, within yourself. So hold on for just a second. Greetings.
Greetings.
Greetings. How are you?
Hello.
Can you hear me okay? Yes, yes.
Hello.
Hi, Nana.
Hi. How you doing?
Greetings,
good,
Nana.
Good. Greetings, greetings. I just want to let the seven know that I seen her fine-looking son today on Facebook. Too bad I'm old as I am, because he will be my man.
That is my son. That is my boy. I'm grateful that he has turned out to be such a fine young man. Fine young man.
Well, look, you know who you got teaching.
Yes.
The family.
Yes. That's right.
The ancestors.
That's right.
Each and every one whose shoulders he stands on, and the gratitude and the attitude will carry him a mighty long way.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. So am I too early?
No, you're perfect. You're right on time.
I'm right. See that? That's a gratitude right there. I got that attitude with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give you a prayer this evening.
Please.
And I just want to say, each and every day, when you wake up in the morning, when you first open your eyes, give gratitude to the Spirit of the Most High. I pray each and every day. I say, thank you for all things, great and small. Thank you for the time that I wanted to cry because you let me be able to cry. I want to thank you for the time you let me laugh because you let me laugh. I want to thank you for the time that I was able to feel pain because you let me know that you're still with me. I want to give praise and thanks to the Spirit of the Most High. I ask him to guide each and every one of us as we travel this earth. I ask you to put your power among us. Let us stand strong. Let us stand strong. Let us stand strong and become as the Spirit of the Most High needs us to be. We cannot go anywhere, do anything without the love of God. I ask Spirit of the Most High to guide us, walk in front of us, walk behind us, walk beside us, most of all, walk in us. Let us hear his words loud and clear. Let us feel his love all through us, from the top of our heads down to the sole of our feet, to the inside, to the outside. I give praise and thanks for all things, great and small. I ask the wind to blow gentle upon my face so I may be able to see the sun shine and the moon shine light at night. I ask the Spirit of the Most High to guide us, give us sisters, like the sisters that's talking this evening. Give us sisters and brothers who are out here trying to make it better. I ask you to bless them, guide them, protect them. Let nothing physically, mentally, spiritual, or financial cause them any harm. And this I say, I thank you for all things, great and small. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
I just want to say thank you. But let me be able to say thank you. Be able to say thank you. Because that is our gratitude. That is our attitude. We got to step up higher than we've been before. We can't continue on walking on a rocky road and not knowing how to get off. I'm going to have to hang up because it's coming. And I'm not.
I say. Okay, Nana.
Don't let nothing stop you. I say thank you.
My sister, love you, Nana.
Love you. Love you. Love you. Hey.